Proclamation number 0882 of 24th of April, 1939. Miracle of Creation. Similar formations. Repetition. Visualize the greatness and majesty of divine creation, and then look more closely at the inner composition of a seed which, as tiny as it is, contains creation in infinite miniaturization. This is incomprehensible to you humans, for you cannot even remotely grasp how strangely the composition of all miracles of creation again leans on the greatest work of creation. How the same thing appears again and again, only in different proportions which, however, are again in harmony with each other. With physical eyes you can already see in plant life how often the smallest forms have similarities with the creations of nature. How much more would you recognize with the spiritual eye the same law in all tiny creations, from the grain of sand to the animal world? That everything again and again clearly recognizably confirms a certain building work, again and again in the same relationship to each other and repeating itself innumerable times. In every work of creation God's omnipotence and wisdom has visibly come into operation. Looking at such a work of art only gives rise to the thought in the human being that he is not remotely capable on earth of gaining an insight into the whole of creation, but that he is only allowed this insight to a very small extent and that he is then only able to see the outer shell with bodily eyes, but not the extremely fine construction which only illustrates the miracle of every work of creation. A snowflake is often a cause for reflection, for it is already such an artfully assembled thing that it is worthy of closer observation, and a structure of form that dissolves again in a few moments. Whoever looks around him with open eyes in nature will not tire of observing the manifold wonders of divine creation. But only with spiritual eyes will he recognize the meaningful composition of the whole and then stand before even greater wonders. It is futile effort and therefore does not lead to complete success to try to analyze all these miracles in a purely scientific way. People only ever succeed within a certain limit. Yet to exceed this limit is only possible in a spiritual way and will neither be humanly proven nor acknowledged, for ultimately everything spiritual can only be recognized with the spiritual eye, and the divine creator has only given people the gift of seeing rough matter with the physical eyes and letting what is visible to them affect the spirit in such a way that it stimulates it to think. And then it is solely up to him to educate himself in such a way that he can penetrate matter and, as it were, also see the inner components in their composition, form and nature through the outer shell in order to then, overwhelmed by God's love, wisdom and omnipotence, love and praise him for all eternity. Amen.